Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And welcome to you, Elena Hansen.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hey, it's fall. You're doing a big band harvest dance. And right now it is about the best harvest fall weather we could have.
It absolutely is beautiful outside today.
Yes. And to me, this is what October should be like. So coming right up this Sunday, October 19th, is your Big Band Harvest Dance. Tell us about where and when and some of those details.
Yes, our Big Band Harvest Dance will be Sunday, October 19th, at the Egger Hall on the Audubon County Fairgrounds here in Audubon. The doors will open at 5 p.m. The band will also start at 5 p.m. Supper will be available right away, and the band will play until about 9. So we have you covered all evening for entertainment.
And you can do a little dancing if you'd like.
Absolutely. We will have the dance floor open and available for all of those who choose to.
Okay. What about tickets?
Tickets are $15. They can be purchased here at the Audubon County Memorial Hospital, Medicap here in Audubon, Shopko in Audubon, the Exira Medical Clinic, the Exira City Clerk, and the Elkhorn Pharmacy. They can also be purchased at the door on Sunday.
Good news for those folks who like to say, I'm not sure what I'm doing on Sunday, but this is a possibility, so come on over.
Yes.
And if you can't get there by 5, that's okay, too.
That is okay, yes. Supper will be served till probably 7:30, so anytime, come on in, and we'll keep the door open and keep taking tickets.
So do you want to talk about what the meal is going to include?
Yes. The Audubon County pork producers and the Audubon County beef producers have donated some meat that the Audubon Hospital will prepare, shredded pork and shredded beef, sandwiches, as well as some chips, some vegetables, a couple salads, and, of course, our famous cupcakes.
Yes. That's as I think back, that was one of the things that this morning when I was thinking about visiting with you, I go, oh, yeah, I remember those cupcakes.
Yes.
It was kind of at the beginning when the cupcakes really got to be a big thing. But, hey, doesn't matter whether they're a new idea or just, cupcakes been around forever. Great. And you have all kinds.
Yes. I think we're going to have about 7 flavors this year. So I love it. I love cupcakes, and so that's my favorite part.
Well, it's certainly a plus in addition to all the other kind of good stuff coming on. What about the band? And talk a little more about, I think I know what big band music is, but talk a little bit about what kind of music and the band.
Yes, Dennis Whaling and the Whaling Big Band out of Southwest Iowa, I believe, will be back. They've been joining us for many, many years. I think maybe 7 or 8 consecutive years they've been performing for us. They play a variety of music. I am not an expert on what big band music is either.
You're going to go and enjoy it, though, aren't you? You're going to learn
more. Exactly. Last year was my first year at the event, and I was blown away at the talent of that band. Anybody can enjoy the music, even if you aren't particularly into that style. It's still really good music to listen to.
Well, and it seems to me it's come back a bit. I mean, people realize it a little more because of, like, Dancing with the Stars and The Voice. You know, lots of musical
TV programs.
That's
exactly right.
So, yeah, it's become a little more in the thinking of people.
Yeah, now, more in the spotlight lately.
Audubon County Hospital Foundation. Of course, this is a fundraiser, so let's talk about the purpose of the foundation.
Yes, the purpose of the foundation is to raise funds to help support the hospital. Even though we are a taxpayer-based facility, there are still needs that come up that the foundation, it's just an extra little support that we give. Things that maybe may not be in the budget, we like to help purchase those items. Recently, we've donated $30,000 towards 3D mammography, which is a huge new technology. It'll be one of 3 machines in an 80-mile radius. The big cities have them. Other than that, it's not really around. And so this is a huge, accomplishment for Audubon County Memorial Hospital to get technology of this standard. That machine will be here in November. And then we've also recently donated some money for state-of-the-art laparoscopic tool set for the surgical department. So people coming in for different procedures can now have laparoscopic procedures done. that's, you're less invasive, of course.
Yes, and that says to me that we don't have to travel miles to cities necessarily to get really good health care. We can look at our own rural facilities to get that kind of service.
Yes, and that's our goal, is to keep people local so they don't have to travel. We offer so many services here that people don't realize that we do. I know a big one that we've been trying to promote lately is chemotherapy. You know, there's sometimes some adverse effects after you have a chemotherapy treatment, and why would you want to be 2 hours from home after that treatment when you can be, 15 and just go right home?
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm. Good.
Our goal is to keep people local so they don't have to travel and be far away after those treatments.
Elaine, I know you're relatively new to the foundation, but do you remember how long the foundation has been in existence?
Yes, we are actually celebrating our 20th year this year. We were founded in 1994, and we've been going strong ever since.
Well, obviously there's a need, or it wouldn't keep going.
Absolutely, and there's tremendous support. Just looking back over the years, I've seen the different projects that we've supported and the different donors and the amount of money that comes, from locally, statewide, even nationally. It's just remarkable to see the generosity of our donors.
Mm-hmm. Keep that service local. Now, you do some other fundraisers throughout the year.
Correct.
What are you, kind of just run through some of those?
Yes. Twice a year we do the Scrubs Fair, so Best Med out of Carroll brings their medical uniforms down for our staff and, local community members to come shop at that. We get a portion of the proceeds from that event. We also do two book fairs a year, and we have another book fair coming up October 31st, and that's here at the hospital from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. We just had our jewelry fair a couple weeks ago, and we also do, I'm trying to think, book fair, jewelry fair, scrubs fair. That's pretty much the big ones. So.
Okay. Well, book fair coming up, that says to me, although we may not want to talk about snow and cold and so on, but Christmas is coming, and I think the book fairs are a great opportunity to get some gifts for people that, again, you don't have to go to a bookstore in Omaha or Des Moines. You can get unusual kinds of things usually at a book fair, really fun things.
Yep, they call this a book and gift fair, and everything is 30 to 70% off what you would pay at a retail store, and then we also get a kickback from the proceeds. So it's, you're doing two things at once. You're buying those gifts or, stockpiling your own supply of books while supporting the foundation.
Elaine, I'm going to just get a little personal here. What are some of the things that you've learned? You said last year was your first big band. What have you learned about medicine and about healthcare and so on since you started this job?
I've just learned that there is such a need in small town for healthcare and quality healthcare at that. And so just seeing the different technologies that we have brought in, the different services, the different education that we provide here at Audubon County Memorial Hospital, and that, some people don't give credit to a small town hospital, small county hospital, that we can offer all these services. And I think people just need to take a minute and just check in with us and call and say, hey, what can you do for me? And we probably can do it. So.
Does the hospital offer any wellness or preventive kinds of options?
Absolutely. We are all about prevention here at Audubon County Memorial Hospital. We do an annual health fair, and I'm not sure if we have the next date set for that, but just keep an ear out because we always advertise those. We do all kinds of preventative screenings. Mammography is a huge one. That's pretty basic, but any kind of preventative screening that you could want or need, we offer here.
And I know you do bring in doctors and specialists from other areas, as many of the rural hospitals do, so that's how you can offer some of those services that are very special.
Yes.
So that's a good service also. So, Elaine, going to be having a good time coming up. Let's kind of review what's happening this Sunday.
Yes, we have the Big Band Harvest Dance at the Agra Hall on the Audubon County Fairgrounds starting at 5 p.m. until 9 p.m. this Sunday. So we hope to see you there. We'll be serving supper and live music.
And how much are tickets?
$15. It can be purchased at the door.
Okay, and $7.50 per student. And
correct.
So you get entertainment, you get food, and you get to visit with lots of folks.
And cupcakes.
And cupcakes. Let's not forget the cupcakes. Okay, we want to thank you very much, Elena Hansen, who is the director of the Audubon County Hospital Foundation. And until next time, here's a thought. When solving problems, dig at the roots instead of just hacking at the leaves.